Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, couple things. Four Penguins tickets on the glass, row one, right behind the bench. You can smell the body odor of Sidney Crosby. They're at $800. I'd like to get over $1,000. You can smell the body odor of Malkin. Yeah, you can hear them swearing. Yeah. Sweat can fly over and hit you in the face. Stuff like that. If you're into that stuff. Very cool. I've never had seats like that. I wouldn't know. 888-745-1020. I heard that a guy called in last night. Wendy was having a dinner at her club. Is this true that one of my friends, Bob Miner, the private detective, this guy, is this true that he really, Chad, call and say that he wanted to have dinner with Brock?
He did. He called and said he wanted to have dinner with Brock.
Bob Miner.
He wanted to be with Brock. I was shocked, Marty, because...
You heard this.
Brock, I've met Brock last year on your
show. He's obnoxious.
I don't know if I'd want to have dinner with
Brock. That's what I'm saying. Brock doesn't want to have dinner with Brock.
Brock's wife probably doesn't want to have dinner with
Brock. Oh, there's no way. He is Oscar the Grouch. And a guy called and said he wanted dinner with Brock.
He wanted dinner with Brock, and I guess it must have been the view at Longview, Marty, that experience, it must have been great.
Yeah, but he asked for Brock. I mean, I could see Wendy. She's adorable, but hey, what do I know? One of my close friends is on the line. I have known, he's like family to me, actually. We're very good friends. Phil DeLicente, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Marty. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, sir. The word on the streets is you bought all of the roses at Oliver's Flowers. Is that true, sir?
Well, you should be getting a delivery real shortly. That's all I'm going to say.
There is not a kinder man or on the streets today. Phil did something courageous this year and started his own firm. It takes a lot of courage and fortitude, and you're doing it. How are you feeling about it, sir?
I'll tell you, it's really been going great, and I can't thank the people of Pittsburgh. I mean, everybody's been so welcoming and sending me auto accidents and criminal defense cases, and we're really pleased. We're really pleased, and, you know, it's you just try to keep doing good like your mama taught you, you know?
Thus, we have Get Phil. You actually do, Phil, work your tail off. You actually have a passion for it and a kind of conviction to make a difference. Do you not, sir?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you have to. You know, I've always said whether you're representing someone or you have a witness, you have to be all in. That's sort of been my life saying. You're either all in or you're all out. I don't like this, you know, halfsie stuff. So, and you come here, my firm, and that's what you're going to get, all in. And all these guys I have, Ken Nolan, Rick Marefka, Jason Tetlow that do the auto accidents, and Med Mao, and Nicole Nino that does the criminal defense with me. We have an unbelievable staff. We have investigators. They're just really they're wonderful people, and everybody that's here is very happy. So it's not just giving to people; it's giving them opportunity, and that's the key today. We got to try to give more and more people opportunity to succeed, but they need a good environment, and that's what I'm trying to create here.
Get Phil. Get Phil.
1-800. Get Phil.
That's a great number, man. Hey, Phil's going to do something magnificent. He's going to buy an hour of the show for the Warm-a-thon. You also believe in giving to charity, do you not, sir?
Well, I do. And, you know, other times I think I've bought an hour and I haven't used it.
Yep.
But, you know, because the point is to just give to charity. And it is a nice, you know, addition that you get time to talk to the folks and tell them more about what you do. But at the end of the day, these poor kids and single mothers and everyone else out there, you know, you need to stay warm in wintertime. And thank God this winter hasn't been like the others, but there will be others, so they need the coats. And
so Phil, you are going to use it this time.
I am going to use it this time. I certainly will.
Yeah, yeah. You have a different kind of a thing going now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the boss. And you do what the boss says.
That's right.
But we're not going to get into that. The truth is, we've had a relationship now for at least 15 years. We clicked, quite frankly, and Phil has resolved. I mean, I can't count the number of legal issues.
Well, it's true. Some people had said, Phil, you had 5,000 cases. Over the years, I started off working for Billy Petragallo Insurance Defense, and I've practiced in every area: family law, orphans, criminal, special counsel to the controller. I mean, so there's vast experience here. But as you tailor your career, you narrow it down, and so now the auto accidents and criminal just make sense. But we actually can do anything and refer anything out and put people in the right place. I spend at least a quarter of my day sending out cases to other lawyers, and sometimes I ask for no referral fees. Sometimes I do. Just depends on the case. But the important thing is, if you call here, if I can't help you, we'll get you somebody that can.
Phil's going to donate $3,000 to the Dollar Energy Fund, and I'm going to offer another hour for someone out there, a citizen, to do the same thing. Phil, can't thank you enough, brother.
Hey, listen, Morty, I can't thank you enough. KDKA, everyone's been so great to me there, and I've had so many mentors like Bill Petragallo, and the Judge Flaherty. It goes on and on and on. So I'm grateful to everyone else to even be in this position. So
my boy Bill Sawyer says, push-up contest with Phil. The loser pays $200 to the. You do push-ups. You're more of a bench press guy, right?
Oh, I'll do push-ups. Right. I'll take the bet. I'll take the bet for charity.
I'm a weakling. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Morty. Have a great day. Stay warm.
How cool is that? All right, so an hour of the show. So Phil donated $3,000. I'm starting the bidding for an hour of the show, your hour, right, with me co-hosting, 888-745-1020, 888-745-1020.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.